it's raining and it's cold, and I just want to be somebody's little spoon under a big fluffy duvet in a cozy bed, and just snuggle up into warm arms and feel slow whispery breaths on my ear and my neck, and feel like we could fall into a slow, lazy, languid fuck, or fall asleep at any moment. It's anybody's guess which would be more likely, but we're just content and warm and so, so snuggly, and maybe we put on a movie that we know nobody's really going to pay attention to, but it's something to do. Or I get out a book that I've read 100 times and flip to a chapter that I love, rest my head on your chest, and just fall back into that world for a little bit while you putz around with, I don't know, what are you into? Are you secretly doing the crossword before I get a chance to do the crossword? And are you Googling the answers? You know that I do it in pen. One shot, no looking back. And you know I hate it when you do it first. Maybe you're reading and you keep telling me that I should read that book too because it's so good. And I'm dozing on your chest and I just keep saying, because I don't want to read, but I also don't want you to stop talking because I can hear your heartbeat and feel the vibrations of your voice against my cheek. Or maybe somebody runs out to the kitchen real fast because they're just wearing clothes on top, maybe. Are you in a sweatshirt and boxers? And you skip out, even though your feet are cold. And I hear you going, ooh, 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 as you run down across the tiled floor and come back, ever my hero, with piles of snacks and cup of tea that I've been thinking about for hours but too lazy to get up and make. Maybe I had some forethought and made some soup last night to get us through this cold, drizzly day, and I run down in my panties and your hoodie and warm up 2 big mugs and carry them very precariously back upstairs to the bedroom where we prop ourselves up on pillows and just have little nibbles and have little nibbles. Or, I don't know, maybe we browse Netflix and you pick a documentary about something you really love, and I sit smiling and in awe of how precious you are and how sexy it is to watch you talk to me about something that you have such a great love for. Or maybe we turn on yet another cooking documentary, food documentary, and you sit with a mildly annoyed look on your face and listen to me talk to you about oh, I don't know, Thai cooking methods and the use of different acids in different regions of Mexico. I don't know. I just babble on about little foodie things and you sip your soup and smile and nod, knowing that you'll never care as much as I do, but you care enough about me to pay attention, at least enough to know when to smile and nod and say, or, ooh, that's interesting. Or maybe we decide to brave the outdoors because nobody else will be outdoors and, oh, it's such a mistake. It's freezing and we run through the drizzle and get caught in the most unexpected and violent downpour. So much rain that I stop running to the car because I can't see and I'm already soaked from head to toe, and what even is the point? And you come back for me and you slide my glasses off my face to dry them, and when you lean over to push them back onto my face, I put my hands under your shirt and wrap them around to grab your back and nuzzle into you, and we just kiss a little bit in the pouring rain like we're the only two people who exist. Or maybe we just forget about being hungry or being thirsty or responsibilities, and it's 11 o'clock in the morning and we're still sleeping, curled up against each other, and it's breathy and it smells like mourning bodies, and we're just piled under mounds of blankets and nuzzled into just ice cream scoop style lumps of pillows all over the place. And there's nowhere else we'd rather be, and nothing else we'd rather be doing, but I'm just laying in silence, completely content with one another and ourselves. Or maybe I've been in quarantine for too long and none of this is particularly appealing to anybody but me in my empty bed on this rainy day.